One day I was walking on one of those boring walks where I was just thinking, I was mumbling to myself. I was like, oh, you know, there's a lot of things I got to process here. I started talking about shit that was going on in my life, troubles the wife brought, troubles I was having at work, just troubles. And I was talking to myself and thinking, wow, I just talked to myself for about 5 minutes and time went by pretty quick. That was nice. What if I recorded what I was talking about? Recorded this processing. Recorded while I walked, I talked and recorded this. What would it be? How would it change anything? Maybe I would find it to be significantly different. So the next day, I pulled out the recording app on my phone, on my iPhone. And as I walked, I processed some more. Oh, I can't believe my wife said that shit to me. You know what? She didn't realize how I felt. This is how I feel about what she said. I feel like I was right in saying what I did. She threw out that perfectly good thing out of the refrigerator that I had put there, and she didn't ask me first. And I was going to eat that. And so maybe I need to tell her when I put something there, I put a little tag on it, says, do not throw out. Maybe that's an idea. And I talked and I talked. And by the time I looked at my watch, I had walked for 30 minutes. I had talked for 30 minutes. And I thought, wow, let me save this. And this way I can let my wife know what I feel about something that, you know, happened while I was frustrated. So I labeled it, don't throw out my shit, sent it to her, and then she heard it. And then when I was talking to her later, she said, oh, that thing you sent me, that you know, interesting how you put it. It was funny. And not only was funny, but now I know that you put things in the refrigerator that you mean to keep, and I shouldn't just throw it out. Thanks for letting me know. Do that again tomorrow so that I can learn more about what you like and don't dislike. I don't really mean to piss you off. I just thought I would clean out the fridge. So, send me another one of those. So the next day, when I went to walk, I got out my microphone, my iPhone recording device. I opened the app. And I started walking and talking about my life. And this time, I walked for 45 minutes. I didn't even realize it was going for 45 minutes. It just went by because I was like getting all into all kind of things with the wife, with life, with our finances, with things that are pissing me off. But as I was sharing my frustrations, something began to happen. I felt less and less angry, as if I was getting all of this stuff out of where it was really causing a problem. I was burning fat, but I was burning frustrations. I found the process to change how I felt toward my wife. And then it dawned on me, I don't even have to send these to her. If I'm being critical and that's all she's hearing, that's not going to be productive. That's going to make her feel bad. That's going to make her feel sad. I can process how I see things and then find a way to try to understand and articulate how she might feel. And so, during the first few days of Walk Talks, I was able to process things that were very, very important to my connection and reconnection to my wife without causing a fight, and yet be able to understand some of her side of the story. And this became a daily routine. Walk Talks not only changed my body, my health, my heart, but it also changed my mind.